quaked before. Moved by the sound of his voice, the seas that are shaken and stirred can be calmed and broken from my regard.
everyone. You're welcome. Appreciate you for joining me at this time. I got in touch with every one of us just as I was able to clear it in my spirit that we ought to pray together. All right. The Lord has been speaking to me about some very strange names, you know, and I had to start checking. I actually wanted to check Google for some of these places. So I found out that it was some international states that he was bringing to my notice. So, United States, Canada, you know, but the names that he called were not familiar names. So I had to go check. And in checking, I found out that that was where they were. No, sorry, I didn't check. When the name came to me, I wanted to check. So I told my husband that these names are coming to me. Where are they located? So I think he did the checking and then he now mentioned. So that was what happened. I didn't check. You know, but one thing is certain that has been strong in my heart. It's that the Lord is saying that there are things he wants to do in, I believe, in all the places, but in some of these places that are being highlighted, is what the Lord wants to do now. And he's saying that he needs us to pray, to stir up purpose in the heart of the people that would need to carry it out for him. Are you getting this? If the Lord wants to do something and you don't receive it, it won't be done. Because the Lord is looking for someone that is willing, obedient, and the heart of the person is open enough to even, do you understand? You know, so for that reason, until the person sees the need or the eyes of the person opens, we're going to look at some scriptures together tonight. You know, but until the eyes of the understanding of the person opens up to the fact that I need to embrace my calling, things will be delayed. Are you getting it? So it's not as if God doesn't want to move or God doesn't want to do what he wants to do, but he needs men that are willing and are obedient, that their hearts are ready to get the job out for him. So why we're still looking at Sister Lagbaja to get the job out? She gets a distraction. Maybe our relationship goes messed up. She's already distracted. So thinking about a new purpose of the Lord or something, she won't even see it. You know, and maybe we're looking at Brother Lagbaja to get the job done, and Brother Lagbaja is looking for a job. His mind is so fixed on what he's looking for. And then for some people is that they even know, all right, that God has called them to do something, but they are afraid to step out, believing that if I step out now, what will the people say? What will this happen? Will it be, you know, all that, you know, shyness, everything coming in place, you know, to stop them from stepping out. And then for some other people, it's that they don't have clarity to what God is saying. And one of the things we need to learn is that when God calls you, he doesn't call you and give you the entire picture. He calls you. So the first thing he even needs you to do is receive the call. Are you getting this now? So these are so many things the Lord has been saying. You know, so when those cities start coming to my heart, you know, I didn't know exactly what to think or what not to think. I just told myself, okay, purpose, Lord. Yeah, purpose. That's what he said. That we need to stir up. What I'm about to say is an accurate word from the Lord. Stir up purpose in the hearts of my children. Hallelujah. Stir up purpose. All right. And that takes me into the word. Like I said, we're going to read the word. So in case your Bible is not close by, I want you to pick up your Bible. And now I want every one of us to have Bibles on our phones, all right? I know you have so many things on your phone, but make sure you have Bibles on your phone. You know, and there's this Bible called YouVersion. It has different translations. You can download it and have that on your phone. Please, it's important that you must have a Bible on your phone. You are a believer. This should be one of the most important things to you. All right? So let's go to the Word. I want us to look at the Word from Jeremiah. I know you should know, you have an idea of where I'm going to this evening. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 1. All right? I'm going to look at it from, we're going to take it from verse 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So let me, are you there? Great. So I'm going to read from some different translations just so that we can get a clearer understanding of what that particular scripture is mentioning to us. I'll try not to divert. There's so much to say from Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 down. There's so much to say, you know, concerning that. So I really need us to stay with me tonight. All right? Bible says here, the Lord spoke his word to me. That's God's word translation. Before I formed you, listen to that. It says, before you ever came on the scene, before your parents got together, before you were conceived, all right, before you even knew that you were going to have soul and body. That's what the Lord is saying. When you were not even when you were still in the spirit, I knew you. It says, before you were born. Did you see that? It says, I set you apart for my holy purpose. Holy purpose. Holy purpose. So that means every other purpose not holy is a distraction. It must be for his holy purpose. That's the reason why you exist in the first place. So you can't jump from pillar to post looking for what you're not supposed to be looking for when he did not send you. Are you getting it? So the Lord is saying that we need to stir up purpose in the heart of the people. Is the Lord saying every other thing on the earth that you are involved in, you shouldn't do them? No, you'll be useful when you do all those other things. But let your spirit dominate every part of your life. Be purpose conscious. That's what the Lord is saying. Be purpose conscious. That job that you are doing, if it's a way of helping you get short-sighted in the things of the spirit, then it's better you drop it. That's a distraction. That's a distraction. If you become suddenly money conscious, that's a distraction, because the Lord will bless the works of your hands, he says. So you don't need to be anything conscious except purpose. Are you getting it now? So every other thing will become a distraction to us if we give it space. It says you are set apart. You are a saint. All right? You are a holy nation. Set apart for my holy purpose. I appointed you to be, don't worry about the word prophet there. Just tell yourself, I have called you. All right? The Lord has called you. All right, so because prophet, the prophet just means that you are called. So the Lord has called you. So you could be called to do anything for the Lord. You might not even be in the fivefold ministry. The fivefold ministry, the pastor, the apostles, the evangelist. You might not be in any of that, but you know that you have a calling. God is asking you to reach out to something. Whatever God asks you to do is a call. If he says, go and do this, it is a call. If he says, go and marry that man for me, it's a call. Yes, it's a call. Whatever the Lord asks you to do, if the Lord says do something, it has become a call. So don't wait for the big names. And this word I'm speaking to you, I just need to understand the purpose that God would have us run with tonight. All right? Whatever the Lord tells us to do has become a calling. What is a calling? Somebody calls you, you answer. That is a call. There's no big deal about it. This is the reason why the Lord has called you. It might not be the biggest thing, because the biggest thing obviously is the reason why you were made. But God begins to call you and put some things in your heart, nudge you into one place or the other. You know, you could even be in a place of your life, you know, as a face. And in that face, the Lord is training you. In fact, you go through experiences that are not pleasant. The Lord is what? Training you. Sometimes those unpleasant experiences are processes. So rather, I want to say something tonight. All of us might not agree, but listen to me. Sometimes when you're going through a difficult time, ask for grace to go through. Because you need to even inquire, why am I even in this thing? Especially if you know that it wasn't your making. You didn't have any reason why that thing should happen to you, but it happened. Tell yourself, Lord, give me the grace to go through this thing. Be positive-minded. Be focused-minded. Be purpose-minded. Go through it. It is a training. All right, so let's keep moving so that we can end and then start praying. All right, it says, I appoint you, you know, I called you. So let's leave it there. Verse 6 now says, I, Jeremiah, said, Almighty Lord, this is one of the excuses. I do not know how to speak. One excuse. Another excuse, I am just a boy. I am too young. I'm not even married. I've not even found, forget all those ones. That's another excuse. Verse 7, but the Lord now answered all the excuses. And the Lord said to me, do not say that you are only a boy. You will go wherever I do what? Send you. And that's what the Lord is saying. Stir up purpose in the hearts of my children. They will go wherever he sends them. You, with me here, you will go wherever he sends you. And then he says, you will say whatever he commands you to say. I read a book, you know, and the woman in the book was saying something. She said that she went to a church, you know, and then she was participating. She participated in the service and all of that, you know, and then a couple came into the church. It's a small church, so you could almost see everybody that walks in, especially if they are new people. So this particular couple came into the church, and as they came into the church, you know, the Holy Ghost ministered to her and told her, go and minister to them. You know, give them a word in tongues. So she said, okay. And then, I think immediately after service ended or something like that, she went to the couple and she stood in front of them stupidly. I said that deliberately. She stood in front of them foolishly, not knowing why she was standing there, and she just started speaking in other tongues. When she was done speaking in other tongues, she left them and she walked away. Guess what happened? She felt stupid. She felt foolish because she was sent and she didn't know what she was doing, but she obeyed. When the couple digested whatever it is she said, they went back to her. And you know what they told her? You spoke our language accurately. And the message, we have received it. And that's exactly what we are going to do. Did you understand what I just said now? She spoke in tongues. The tongues she believed she was speaking, they were hearing their own language. So she left there telling herself, I just spoke in tongues, no interpretation. Oluwa me. You know that kind of feeling, like, so she was feeling stupid. But the tongues she spoke were the language of the couple from another city. She ministered God's word to them. They received it. They were blessed. And they came back to say thank you. So there are times, that is a calling. The Lord called her to get an assignment done. And she didn't question, Lord, what does it mean? So when I say it, will you give me interpretation? As in, she just did what she needed to do and she left, not knowing that she was speaking the language of the people. I could give you several examples of how God deals with us, but he needs us to be what? Obedient. God is calling on more men and women to stand for him. And until we realize that this is God, one. And until we realize that this is a life and death situation to somebody else that you and I do not know, then we would wake up to the realization of the fact that we need to save lives. God is saying, stir up purpose in the hearts of the people. Stir up purpose in the hearts of the people. Let the people be conscious of the reason why they exist. Let me become priority in their lives. Let them begin to see the importance of serving me and getting the job done on my behalf. What a privilege. Hallelujah. What a privilege. What a privilege to be sent of God, to be backed up by God, that the word of God is put in your mouth for a generation, for a society, for a people. Whether you know them or not is not the issue. What is important is that you stood out to get the job done. In all of these places that the Lord is ministering to his people, you know, and even to us. So I'm not going to ask us to pray for just Canada and United States. We're going to use them as a point of contact to every other nation. All right? Because this is a call, a wake-up call for purpose. A wake-up call for what? For purpose. So this is important to God. We might not know exactly what God is doing, but we know that whatever he has asked us to do, obviously is his heartbeat. Hallelujah. God's heartbeat is what we're doing. Another translation says, the Lord spoke these words to me. Before I made you in your mother's womb, I chose you. Do you see that? Before you were born, I set you apart for a special work. Did you see that? Special work. So every work that the Lord has asked you to do, that is special. Special work. Hallelujah. I like it. It says, verse 6 says, then I said, but Lord, I don't know how to speak. And God says, don't worry. Don't worry. Just do what I asked you to do. Another translation says, the Lord gave me a message. Glory to God. Like he's giving us a message tonight. It says, the Lord gave me a message. It says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. Hallelujah. Oh, sovereign Lord, I say, I can't speak for you. Can you imagine that? He says, I am too young. The Lord replied, don't say, I am too young. Don't say, I am busy. Don't say, I can't do it. Don't say, I'm not qualified. Thank you for that. That's important. So these are the things that the Lord is waking up in our heart. Let me read Amplified Classics. And then we might just move from there. It says, the message, the word of the Lord came to me, Jeremiah, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew and I approved. Did you see that? It says, I knew you and I approved of you as my chosen instrument. I'm the one that approved you. It's not man. Man cannot approve you the way God will approve you. They can only just look at you and see potentials. But God put more than the potentials there. He has seen the end of that potential as a manifestation. Men are still seeing potentials. God has seen you do the things. Hallelujah. All right, it says, as my instrument, and before you were born, I separated and set you apart, consecrated you. Hallelujah. You have been consecrated. It says, I appointed you. You have been appointed, approved. As my own chosen instrument. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Manderebo shakataya labakuso. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hey, manderegere galagadosa. Ego doso makatonde legedosa. Linda nosa. Another translation says, when he replied, he says, I am not a good speaker, Lord. Huh. Oh, God. Moses was not a good speaker. There is no excuse. There is no excuse to do the work of God. And that's the reason why we need to stir up our own hearts, stir up the hearts of the people, you know, in the nations, that they rise up and take up the opportunity that God is giving to them. You know, that maybe for those that have heard the call, that have heard that God is asking them to do one thing or the other, and they have so many excuses that is genuine. Every excuse is genuine to everybody, okay? So, but we're going to pray that no matter the excuses they have, we declare in the name of Jesus that their eyes of understanding is enlightened, that they begin to see what God wants them to do more than what they are feeling, more than how they are interpreting whatever God is bringing their way. They begin to see much more. You know, when you see that what you are thinking about is less than what they have brought to you, you are still saying, I can't go out, I don't have a car. And they say, you need it to be there because you are the doctor that will save the life of that person. Won't you get out of the house? Get an Okada, get to the bus station, do something and just get yourself so that you can save that soul. So you're no longer thinking of your comfort of, I don't have a car. You're no longer thinking of your comfort of, I don't know how to get there. You are looking for every medium. Meleko sukataya lamanosha. Lenderiga dusa kataya lambosa. Come on, that's what the Lord is asking of us tonight. He's asking us to help the hearts of men become fruitful for his work once again. That they are stirred up for purpose. Hallelujah. They are stirred up. They are stirred up. They are stirred up to hear the call, to know the call, to receive the call, to approve of the call, to set themselves ready for the call. Oh, Marina Nakarada Rosa. Come on, let's join faith tonight together. Let's join faith tonight together and let's produce result on behalf of the Father tonight. Le Cantoya Makoso. In the rose, Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare as one body tonight, as your own chosen vessels tonight to pray. We declare in the name of Jesus that purpose is stirred up in the hearts of men in every nation, in Canada, in United States, in Europe, in Africa, that more men rise up in their hearts, fulfilling purpose in the name of Jesus, that purpose rises up in their hearts, that their self die. Hallelujah. Self die. They become selfless in the name of Jesus, and they begin to see the major reason why they exist. They begin to see their eyes of understanding is clearly enlightened to see that they are called for one purpose. They are called for a goal. They are called for God. They are called. They are called to get a job done. They are called to become the Esther in their generation, to become the Joseph in their generation. Come on, go ahead and pray right now. Meka so kataya le noroso, endari kataya la mandosa, enko so kataya la bosa. In Australia, in Asia, ekaya katoya la bakoso, menta iga rakatoya bakatoya, o marakata yega, yike yeka ragada sokoto, emanasa, enananana shinene, ranara ka Roso ke legedosa, mandaleko sukoto amparagadosa. In the name of Jesus, e baraka rakataya lakatoya, karaganoka rakadaka, e kaya lakoso menenoso, endeleke toya bakasoka rakatayele, ranenene. Ranenene shinene, 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 ando loko roko toya loso, varoko toye nanaso mendere yeroso. In the name of Jesus, akusokoto, ibarakataya lamanoso, e barakire noso, karabaka te, Eya gadanga ragadaka ragadoso sosombo ena noso mano moso begadoso era bashene na noso enana shekete abarabaso banama noso kera bolso nendere yeroso era bolso kataya rabaso nana noso era doso kera maso mendere ro e karaba kataya la basonta lende e karaka ragadara agari gedoso kaya la gende regedoso Ekarama katora boso mente lende raneneshi menene oso ela koga rabakata yalaba somprenese zumano zumane ina nashe ekia katoya karaga da kante ele para kasupredas zumane sananto yalaba supredosh ekarabakata yalaba sumprenene enononu enononu nunu ina nakayanda Rakiba soko toye leboso vinono shimarande ikaraka sukata yanda ikala gadoso. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. While we were praying just right now, one of the names that was the strongest in my heart tonight before the prayer came up. It's called Calgary and it is in Canada. The Lord says we should pray. I want us to pray right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just opened it on Google now. I want us to pray. You know, the province is in Alberta. All right? So I want us to pray. Hibashuto akaso kantele branoso inanoso koto yaragadeshu. Rabakata yekeso katana mana moso keregedoso karaboso mendereya. Okay, now I see the connection from Google. It says that the U.S. city is the closest to Calgary. I see the connection. This is God. Hallelujah. Let's just pray. Hallelujah. Mandala dadosa kataya dagadosa. Whatever the Lord wants done in this place, we declare in the name of Jesus. Lena na kataya e da rosso kata. Whatever the Lord wants done in this city, kebaso kotoyande imaneshe andalaboso. In the name of Jesus, karakata enanoso parabatsuya enanoso karakata yegedese e baloso metaraba kosupradoso enanashananasuteye ekia yagayagada gadoso ante yigadoso peradoso enanakata yeleboso menderaboso. In the name of, come on, pray. Whatever the Lord wants done in Calgary, we declare the name of Jesus that it is done. Hallelujah. Kara makoso enanoso parasa. That the people in the place in Anosa are stirred up for purpose. They are stirred up for purpose. They are stirred up for purpose. What the Lord will have done is done. In the name of Jesus. Ekina maso kata lega dosa. Mante yelegedoso abaso kata yala menene rekerika shidende rakato yala baso mende legedoso ena rakata ekina gadoko toye yelegedoso. In the name of Jesus, what the Lord wants done, in the name of Jesus, it's done. Hallelujah. It's done. Glory to God. In Anosa, we declare that that Jesus holds the land. He holds the land. He holds the land. In Anashina Nagayaga, Ekarabasu Karabakondo, Enderiga Ragadosa, he holds the land. In the name of Jesus, Emerekete, Emerekete, Ikosukoto, Kataya Katoyende, Rikatoya Lava. Whatever the Lord wants averted, whatever the Lord wants to stop, whatever the Lord wants to start, whatever the Lord wants to do, whatever the Lord wants to manifest, whatever the Lord, we declare tonight in the name of Jesus, Calgary, receive the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, we say receive. Receive the message of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Hallelujah.
Ela manesa, let anana yenanana enanaso. Whatever the Lord wants done in the city, we declare in the name of Jesus. Ekaraboso enanaso kontoleba rosa. It is done. Hallelujah. Ede de yadaba. Eye de baraba sokotoloboso. Imanene, imanene, kishenege la gadoso, era baba 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 baba, era bakonto ye gadoso, oba la 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 la, ibaranga la gadoso, ekata ya la bakoso karoso, oba russo pera doso, nega doso, era doso, kera nonso, nanta ya la bashe, ekere gadoso, koto ya la baba baba baba, era nonso, mende la 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 la, shire, akaya la baba 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 baba. Ela goro rosso. We declare the name of Jesus that the land Ekaroso is arrested for the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Oh Baroso, whatever the Lord wants done in Calgary, we declare in the name of Jesus. It is done. Hallelujah. It is done. Hallelujah. It is done, hallelujah. It is done, hallelujah. It is done, hallelujah. Ena na 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 na. Ena na 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 na. Ayanda kayada gadokuto korogodoso. Masu bredeshi. Anda laga doso katere doso. Manda liga dokuya. Aba ba 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 ba. Ena na shirete. Eda rakatele laga doso baroko. Endo logodoso madoso fregoso. Ena na machine ne 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 ne. Ena kaya doso. Calgary Obarosa is arrested for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know that we declare more men are rising, more men are rising, more men are rising in the name of Jesus. Eka yakata, eya kata ya, alaba kato, rakiba kanda raba supredosa. In the name of Jesus, akara makata. Ala kusoko toye de gedosu, e marakira gadosu, e kara bakandena nianda, lakuto le bakasu prela busu, vele ki santa yalabosh, e kia, e nanakanda, e yakuso koto ye, imana amana anana amana inene inene, rakataya lukosu padosu, in the name of Jesus, e namos. We declare, oh Barossa, purpose is dead all over the land. Purpose is dead all over the land. The purpose for God, the purpose for God is dead all over the land. In the name of Jesus, eya kaya kata, e maneno nuso manda regadoso, era dusa, men are waking, men are awakened, men are awakened, eyes are opened. In the name of Jesus, Allah kosoko, e baraka tola bosa. We declare that the land is healed of the Lord. The land is healed of the Lord. God possesses the land. In the name of Jesus, e kaya la kadosa, e marango le badoso. Imande le keti aragadeshi. Jata yala bakuso para kadoso zimene zupara kadusha raba baba 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 ya baba 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 ya baba 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 ya nana niana niana ele kidaba kasukodotsa lebra dike braka toya enene kosukoto ya rabashasa ebredo ebrado ebrake ibakoko ibanono kusukoto ya labatse ibela bashibredosa tamandekera godosa ena nosa kata ya labosa ena noso prego lushi menenosa ena bosa come on we stir up bubbles in the land we stir up bubbles in the city we stir up bubbles ekadosa in Calgary Canada in the name of Jesus we stir up bubbles right now in a nosa men of bubbles arise men of bubbles arise men of bubbles reach out men of bubbles ekalanando noso eradosa men full of God obarusa kata yenda full of the word full of the spirit energize Ekarosa Katayande Regedosa Obarosa Discovery Obaroba Rokataya Ederika Lakoso Godoroso of the assignment of God over their lives and destiny. They arise, hallelujah. They arise, hallelujah. God is glorified. Hey, he had Amber Agadosa. I said, God is glorified in the name of Jesus. God is glorified in the name of Jesus. God is glorified in the land, 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 in the land. God is glorified in the name of Jesus. Ele marakada, ele marukoto, ebara basu pene rigadoshi, ekaya la kataya la bosa. In the name of Jesus, oba rokataya la bosa. In this province, we call Jehovah in the name of Jesus. Jehovah Kalamanto Levadosa, the El Shaddai, the King of Glory, the King of Glory, Ebaroso Bagadosa, the ones that opens the door, no one can shout. Enaneka Rakadosa, Edadosa, the King of all kings, the Lord of all Lord, the omnipotent God. Ekarakatoye Legedosa, Enanashataya Labosa, Ekalosa, the one that shuts the door. No one can open. Ena rosso kata, emanoso. We worship you over the land, over the city of Calvary, and we say you are glorified. Hallelujah. You are glorified. Hallelujah. You are glorified in the land. You are glorified in the land. Men are stand up. Men are work. Men wake up. Men wake up in the name of Jesus. Men wake up. Men wake up in the name of Jesus. Men wake up. Ekarama suparos landa yaragoso. Oh baruso mekata yaragadosho. Ena na 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 na. Era da kasakata. Ekasakata. Ekasakata. We declare that the word of God saves life. Obaroso nekaroso, we declare ekarosa obaroso manta yara bosa, that the activities of the Spirit increases in the name of Jesus. Yes, the activities of the Spirit increases over the land in the name of Jesus. We declare bakuso menta lagadosa ekarosa, the activities of angels, hallelujah, it increases over the land in the name of Jesus. The last time we prayed, we looked at the assignment of angels, and we saw it that the angels are ministering spirits. Lekadosa, send forth Egarosa, Nekendo Rokodosa, Makadosa, bringing men to salvation. Oh, glory to God. I pray tonight in the name of Jesus. Enonoso kataya rabosa. Come on, we deploy angels right now. We deploy angels in Calgary. Ekaragadosa mantalagadosa. We deploy angels everywhere right now in the name of Jesus. Ela kuto lekatoya lagade karagadosa. We declare the ministry of angels. We declare the activities of the Spirit. We declare more men are reaching out to pray. More men are reaching out for purpose. More men are rising up from their from their depression, from their pain, from their self. Oh barusa bakadosa to God. Hallelujah. Oh barabasupregedosa. Enana shinana kina la losa. Eli barkataya rabasupredosa. Mantayende. Mantayembre. Mantayembre. In the name of Jesus. Oh, oh. Na 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 na. Yamala makuso belala supregedosa. Ena na shibele kire bakuso kata yala bakirele. Iboro, ibanta, ebarakata yala gadosa. Zuzu, 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 yenenea. Zuzu, 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 yakadia. Lenine, yekataya la brokoto. Ah, shimene, ale kiba katoye legedusa. Oli barakataya la bakuse nenenishi menene. Leki barakada kada 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 yala bakiye. Igeri karoko sokoto. Emanashi nene la bosa. Come on, we begin, we declare the name of Jesus. Where the city is concerned, we stop every activity of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we crucify every activity of the enemy. We put a stop, to greater activities from the kingdom of darkness. We declare right now that light is shone in the land. Hallelujah. We declare right now the light comes into the land. Light of God's word comes into the land, because men will be stirred up into purpose. They will be stirred up to take their places in the name of Jesus. Stirred up to get the job done. Hallelujah. Lekaroso, stirred up to receive. Obarosa, lekadesa, kantayarabasukoto. Stirred up in the name of Jesus. Every activity of the enemy, we cause it. We declare that lekaroso manta yaraboso. Ekarashinanda, ekayakatoya, lambrakita karakadoso porogodoso, imanaka, ekayakadakadakadoso, enadoso katayaro. Come and go ahead and rebuke activities of the enemy. Oh, Barossa, wherever it is found upon the land, upon the city, we say, Galina Nosa, you vanish away. You evaporate away. And I know so. You could also. You are stopped. And I know so abruptly, rapidly, in the name of Jesus. Ekayakoso kataya lekisa mara ekaraka ekaraka ekasukoto ya gadosha. Hey, marabasu bala gadosha. Hey, mataya, mataya, mataya. Hey, barabarakataya diye lekite yara. We end all the nations in the name of Jesus. Abarabakataya labos. Come on, we arrest the land for Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every activity of the enemy. We declare it vanishes in the name of Jesus. Oh, Manosa, it is suspended forever. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Barossa. Calgary belongs to Jesus. Calgary belongs to Jesus. In the name of Jesus. En anoso bagadosa. Agents of darkness, O Barossa, over the land. O Barossa, we declare you are frustrated in the name of Jesus. Frustrated out of the land. Frustrated out of the city. Frustrated in the name of Jesus. O Barossa katayala gadosa. Mandere yadoso katayala gadosa. Rakiba kato yana gadoso kata yande reyedosa. You are frustrated out of the city in the name of Jesus. You become uncomfortable to dwell in the city in the name of Jesus. We speak against your rulership. We come against your authority in the name of Jesus. Ala kata yala kato. Embrakiba roso koto yarabaso. We declare adosha, manda yagara gadosu, enanashe gedo, aya baba, enanasa dayarabosu, ekarabosu kata yaragadosu, mandorobosu. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Amana, manana, manana, ekerere, ebarakato yarabakoto. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, In the name of Jesus, Ebarakata Yarabosu, Emaroto Tolebocoto, Ibarabasum Bredosha, in the name of Jesus, Enanoso, Akataya, Igarakataya, Imarokototo, Ibrakoso Kata. Come on, pray tonight. In the name of Jesus, come and pray tonight. Oh, we take Calgary in Canada for Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we take the land. We take the land. We take the political system. We take the social system. Oh, Barakataya Nagadosa. We take the health sector. Come on, begin to name sectors. We take the educational sector. Hallelujah. In Anakataya Kata. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Aya baba 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 baba. Inanaka yaka. Inayaka tayalaba. Ibrokoto yeke sukoto yagadosa. Jesus is glorified. Inanaka toyalabaso. Ekaneke rukoto yalaba. Lekunto labakoso. Every plan and the strategies of the enemy. We is frustrated, is removed. We come against it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Marabakoso kataya labaka. Enaraso toya abosha. Rataya labaso kata. Hey! Oh, barabata yalabakata. Linda rayasu kata yalaboso. Lera doso kuto yega doso. Manta yega raga doso kata yalaboso. We declare, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Woo! We wait over the land. In the name of Jesus. Maraba kata. Hey, yara do so do su do yada do sa. La kimaraba su kata. Mandarabosh. Mandarabash. E karaba kata. In the name of Jesus. Hey, hey, ya ba. Budobo boroboto ya bakata. Lenderebos. Lemborobos. Iparakashakata yaragados. Lenderebos. Marabasoketa. Shatayarabos. Endelelelelelelele. Sheketo yarabaso. Ambarakata yarabaso keti. Leborokoto yarabasinderos. Rebarababababababa. Marabakata yarabase keti. Lendorokoto yarabakoto yarelos. Andalabashiye. Lambarakishiye. Ekaragatora. Merabasokoto. In the name of Jesus. Alabakataya labakataya lakataye yegedo godo 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 rakiba sokete yeregedosh. Ya ba 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 ba. Alabakataya rabasokete. In the name of Jesus. Oh, shataya labakata. Hey, yakira bakasoketa, lamborobos. Hey, barakata ya rakade. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Emana manana na manana na na na. Hey, barakata ya labasu barabasu bedos. Hey, la manana shibarakata kata bedos. Hey, morora.
They walk in truth. They walk in your truth and
strength. In the name of Jesus. Abarakata yarabasu kata yalabosh. Marabasu bredos. Elabashinenene kirabakato yarabasikeya. Lakato yeregedos. Ekata yalabasu bregedos. In the name of Jesus. Arokotoya ragaragaragashi lakotoya baka lakotoya laboso. Come on, the land is arrested for Jesus. Oh, labasokoto. What the Lord wants done in the land is done.
What the Lord wants done in the land is done. What the Lord wants done in the land is done. What the Lord wants done in the land is done. What the Lord wants in the land is done. In the name of Jesus. The right sets of men are positioned. Hallelujah. The right sets of men are positioned in the name of Jesus. What to do, how to do, what to do. Hey! Nanana katayana basa kata. Oh, barukoto, barukoto, barukoto. In the la katayana. Rabaku. In the name of Jesus. Oh, barabaku. In the name of Jesus. Eburokoto. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, manamakataya labosa. Oh, marakatiya ragadosa. There's still more reasons why we should pray. More reasons why we should pray. Oh, glory to God. More reasons why we should pray. But I'm going to be stopping the prayer tonight because we will continue tomorrow. All right, tomorrow, maybe he would want us to continue on this, or he just wants us to continue with all the nations of the world. All right, if you noticed, I started with that, but immediately he stopped me. I had to go to what he asked us to do tonight. All right, so if he wants us to go ahead, but as you lead me tonight, I need you to keep injecting words. As it comes to your heart that we prayed, yes, yes, we have prayed, but I need you to now inject words. Inject words, inject words into the land. Inject words. As it comes to your heart. So right now, I just want you to go ahead and say, more churches, more pastors, more spiritual leaders, more God-sent men and women all over the land, all over Calgary. In the name of Jesus, more spiritual activities, more God-ordained activities, more men sent from the Master, more in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We receive that upon the land. We receive men of purpose upon the land. We declare that the land is owned by Jesus. Oh, that the words of Jesus is penetrated in the souls of the land. In the name of Jesus, we declare an awakening for everyone sleeping, an awakening. In the name of Jesus, we declare that things happen greatly upon the land. Greatly in the name of Jesus. We give God praise tonight. We give God praise tonight. Could you go ahead and give God praise tonight? Give him praise tonight. Thank him for that land. Thank him for the land of Calgary in Canada. Oh, we take the city. Yes. We take the city in the name of Jesus. We take the city in the name of Jesus. Thank him. Thank him tonight that all words spoken in other tongues, oh, it is done in that land. There is manifestations of the things of the Spirit in the land. In the name of Jesus, great things happen in the land. In the name of Jesus, and we declare that every evil that is about to get upon the land is averted this minute. In the name of Jesus, no longer will we tolerate evil. No longer will the land tolerate evil. We declare that the land belongs to Jesus. Only the activities of the Lord is recognized in the land. In the name of Jesus, we give God glory. We give him glory. God is magnified. God is glorified in the land. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We receive tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We receive tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, 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 yes. God is glorified in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for praying once again tonight. Thank you so much. All right, I'd like you to go and get rest, you know, and then prepare for church tomorrow. Make sure you are in a service tomorrow and get blessed. And then we'll meet again 9 p.m. tomorrow night. All right, and we go with whatever he asks us to do again tomorrow. And then I just want you to be happy that you are part of what God is doing. I'm happy that we are privileged to hear, to even know what to pray about.
Because that's what intercession is about. You don't pray what you want to pray. You pray what he wants to pray. Because it's his prayer. He uses the prayer to get the job done. All right. And that's where we are privileged to be part of what he's doing. I'm grateful to God that we are connecting spiritually online. I hope to meet us, you know, in life. All right. For most of us that we don't know each other yet. But at least we are here together. I want to thank you for joining in. I want to thank you for praying. And I know that your rewards are sure. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Have a great night tonight. Love you guys. Love every one of you. Love you guys. Have a great night. Have a great night.
I'm coming out of my comfort zone. Some of the places in my life that's comfortable, God is challenging me. Trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone, I must do what I've not done. So I'm coming out of my comfort zone. Though it may cost me some friends, I'll walk alone. God is challenging me to trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone, I must do what I've not done. Walk into my destiny.
God is challenging me.
The call where I've not been.
God is moving.
And for the rest of my life.